William Lennox at 56 Tyrwhitt Road. I'm just going to leave it there, quite simple. Uh-huh. So you came on the...
TM Venezuela.
TM Venezuela.
Take me 23 days and the sea to come. Mm. 23 days.
Yeah.
And the sea. Mm-hmm. And I go back home about... I've been back home, I would say, about 8 times. But it's always with the plane.
Yeah.
Plane take me back home. 9 hours flight.
Did you, why did you come here? Did you have a job offered to you?
No, it's just a, what you call it, immigration business, you know. You could travel. Because, you know, when I left Jamaica, I was a British subject. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember.
I know. Uh-huh. I got rid of all that.
I was not a Jamaican as such. I was born in Jamaica, but I was not Jamaican as such. I was a British subject. Because this country was ruling my highlands. So I come here with a British passport. You understand? So it was quite easy for us to come. And right now it's easy to go back and it's easy to come back.
Yeah.
Because I have a British passport now that I must have about 3 of them now.
Oh. And when you came here, was it the way you expected it?
Well, you never can tell what to expect these days, really. You hear some people say that Jamaica is very nice to go. Yes, for a week or two, holiday, with the money in your pocket, mm-hmm. it's nice for a week or two. But sometimes when you really work, when it really work out on you, it's not a place that you really want to live. Mm-hmm. No, but in my days, it is nice to live. Because the generation of my age, and my father and my mother's age, everybody love everybody, but no, nobody love no one. Everybody is for themselves, you understand what I mean? Everybody is for themselves.
And was it the same in England? Hmm? Was it the same in England or
yes.
different? Or?
Yes, but the one difference in England, you could get a job. But you couldn't get a job back home, very hard. You find a lot of us piled up in the police force.
Is that where you worked?
Yes, I was a policeman.
Ah.
We piled up in the police force and carry on until it become very bad, you know. You can hardly take it because everybody carried a gun.
In Jamaica, you mean?
Jamaica,
yes,
yeah. The moment you open your mouth, you put a bullet inside it. Mm. And the next thing you put it in the cemetery. And it's still going on there now. Still going on, you know, because I got a nephew of mine. A proper policeman. And he didn't like it because it was too dangerous to live. So he left the job and he goes to America. And he married a white woman, American white woman. But you see, he started to live the life that he thought he could live in Jamaica. And the woman found out and she threw him right out. Threw him out. And then the government threw him out back to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. So he's in Jamaica now.
And what did you work as in England when you came here?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I think I can get some good jobs. When I come into London, I work on the Woolwich Ferry.
Sorry, on the?
Woolwich Ferry.
Woolwich Ferry, yes, the free ferry.
I work on there for 5 years. Uh-huh. Then I work for Johnston Phillips. In Charlton Road, over in Charlton Road, there was cable makers people. Then I leave that, and I go and work for Bloomfield Bakery. Remember Bloomfield Bakery?
I remember the name.
Many years, but they closed down. Closed down 25 years ago now. I worked with them for 23 years. And that's where I was made redundant, retirement. So I've been retired since I've been retired. I've never done a day's work. Well, I don't have to work because I was retired. Oh. If I wanted to work, I could get work.
Yeah.
Because when I was about to retire, the management could take me upstairs, half of me to stay for another couple of years if I want to. But I said no. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to work no longer. And then I left, and then I collect my pension, and I have a insurance policy that I also pay in, and I get every little bit put together. I could buy a loaf of bread. So I'm happy.
So you, when you came to England, you were always in Southeast London, by the sounds of it?
No.
Uh-uh.
When I came here first, the first place I was in Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Then I leave Birmingham you telling and I go to Coventry.
Yes.
And when I get to know my way around, I leave and I go to Bedfordshire.
Okay.
And when I understand what's going on, I leave and go to Oxford. Then I leave Oxford and come back and come to London. And since I come to London, I haven't been nowhere since. I've been in London since.
Yeah. Have you seen many changes in this area?
Oh, yes. I got a lot of friends. A lot of friends.
Changes. Changes.
Changes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where I was for the last 7 days, that was changes.
Yes, of course.
They built that new place 10 years ago. That's where it was. Inside that new building.
Yeah.
Seven nights I was there. It was good. It was great. The nurses are quite loving, quite kind, quite willing to help. And everything was quite all right. There was no problem. But after I spent 7 days and see that I was making a good improvement, if they discharge and I come back on Wednesday, and I'm all right now.
And when you came to live in Brockley, was it a friendly place to live, or did people...
I would say yes, because when I came to live in Brockley, I did have a friend in Brockley that came from home.
I think there were quite a lot of Jamaicans living in this area.
I came from home, so I just, get to stay clumped together, becoming a family again.
Yes.
Until when you get to realize everything what is going on, then you shift yourself, have your own life, have your own family. But you could pay a visit with your friend, but you don't have them as a friend anymore. But you could pay a visit to them. You'd be welcome to go and see them and sit down and have a chat and have a drink. But that is finished with now. That don't happen anymore. Nobody don't have that anymore, no.
Why?
Well, everybody becomes more independent of life.
Sorry, the Lewisham bus is creating a bit of noise. Maybe
they become more independent and get in older age. Mm. And you see, they don't partake of parties and things like that when you become 70-year-old or 60-year-old. When you finish 25, you give up everything.
So
I don't go to parties anymore. No, I used to.
You don't like dancing now?
What?
You don't like dancing now?
No, I was a dancer.
How old are you now?
How old do you think I am?
Well, you've told me. I think you're 92.
Coming up.
You're perfectly right.
Coming up to 92.
Yeah. I tell you before.
I think it's time to hang up your dancing shoes.
I tell it to you. But you're perfectly right. I'm coming up in 92.
Well, that's why we wanted to talk to you, because you have so much interesting...
Yeah.
Such an interesting life to tell us about. Because I think, as far as I know, there were a lot of Jamaicans living here. Two doors down from me was the Colliard family.
Where are you living?
76.
And Mr. Colliard?
Mr. Colliard was 72.
72, yes. Yeah.
And...
A good friend of mine and the wife. Always have a chat with the wife.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She never passed here. Yeah. And don't make it stop and have a chat. Mm. It was surprising me when she passed away too, And I don't know what was wrong, but somebody said she was going to have a shower, come back, go in the bedroom to change her clothes. Mm. That's where she passed away.
Mm. Mm. And then her husband died as well.
Yeah.
Mm. That was sad. Because it makes me sad that all the Jamaican families who lived here, they're few and far between. You're one of the few that are left.
Mm. Definitely, Mum. Perfect.
And, the Collard family have sold the house, which is obviously a good thing. Now the house prices have gone up.
I used to talk with the boy. Mm. I used to talk with his son and the daughter. Mm. And talk to both of them. Mm.
Well, I knew...
Since they sold the house, I don't know where they're going to live now.
So around and about. They're still in the area.
I don't see them anymore, but I used to go in the house and sit down and chat with the daddy.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. When he passed away, I was there. You sit down and have a drink and a chat.
Me too. So you did you have any you didn't have any experience, I'm sure you did, of racism when you came to this area?
Racism?
Yeah, when you came to this area.
Not at all. You see, I'll tell you something. I live in the life I was living back home. You look at me, I'm a black man. My grandfather was you.
You've told me that. You're Scottish.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
You have a good memory, you know.
Yes.
You can't mess about with that. Make sure you have a good memory with that. Yeah. Yeah, my grandfather was a Scotchman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I grew with white people. My grandmother, my grandfather's wife, was an Indian woman. So you have a very strong mixed race right there. That's where it comes in, you know. And even when I was growing up to become an adult, my father, would like me to marry a white woman.
But you said, I'm going to marry who I want.
Yeah.
So you married...
But he didn't get through because I didn't marry a white woman. That's what my father wanted me was to do. And I tell you a secret thing. You go along and bring a woman in the house, a girl in the house. And that's the girl he wanted me to marry to. And I tell him to know that. No. I don't love her to marry to her. No. We go to school together and that's all it is. I have not a feeling to get as far as marriage. No. I've been back home. And I've been asking about her so many times. And I remember these two eyes and her. But she was alive. But she was living into a lane that I haven't been.
Okay.
So I'm trying to understand that she has about 3 or 4 children. Okay.
So where did you meet your wife?
My wife?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Here in England
back
or?
Home.
Back home?
Back home, yeah.
Before you came here?
Yes.
She came with you?
No. Take her. I spent about just over here and I sent for her.
Yeah. These are the stories that mustn't be forgotten. But I think when you came, I think it probably wasn't easy. I don't believe it
not
was easy.
Not very easy, darling. Not very easy. But if you have... There's a certain amount of faculty in your head. For me, personally, seeing that I was brought up with white mixed race, I could understand much better than the bloke who have never even seen a white man from the barn. Never seen a white man.
Yeah.
But I was brought up with them, so I know what them look like and what they're supposed to be. So I never find too hard to get along. Because the last job I retired, I tell you something. Yes, yes?
Hello.
The manager was an Irishman. My manager was an Irishman. And he was a fabulous Irishman. He treated me very, very good.
When you back home, when you were in the police?
Here. She's my friend, she's an African.
Yeah.
She's a nurse. That's how you call it. She works work in Lewisham, you know. Yeah. She just come back from Africa. She leave the car, they said, I must look at it.
Okay.
Yeah, we have Africans in the street now as well. Well, I'm African, but that's different.
Yeah, see that?
This lady's African.
I'm South African.
She's South African. This lady's from South Africa.
You come from South Africa? Where about it?
Mining areas.
What?
Okay.
Mining areas. Different places.
Okay.
Here, there and everywhere.
Still in Africa.
Yeah.
You're born there?
Yeah, I was born there.
I believe you, darling.
So,
my sister.
Yes, I tell you, all these African people, I tell them, at my church there was quite a few African. I said, don't look at me. You have brothers and sisters. Because all my life is going to from the man who created both of us. You create me as a man and you as a woman. Mm-hmm. We are brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. No matter where you're from, if you're a woman, you're my sister. Mm-hmm.
Did you go to a church around here?
My church sister just leave me house a while ago, two of them. Mm-hmm. You come and pray for me.
Mm-hmm. Where is the church?
Church sisters.
What church did you go to?
Brackley Baptist Church.
Oh, yes, I know. And Upper Brackley Road.
Upper Brackley Road.
Yes.
The two sisters come and pray for me a while ago. We have a little sit down and have a little drink and have a little talk about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And they're gone. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And the pastor come here 3 times to give me communion.
There was a South African pastor there, but I don't think he's there anymore.
That was the gentleman before. The gentleman before came from South Africa, didn't he?
He's South African.
The one before, wasn't it?
Yes, the one before was the South African.
Yeah.
Pastor William was a South African. But this man, his father is an African, and his mother is a Barbadian, and he was born here. Mm. You understand?
Quite a rich heritage.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have no changes in human life and this earth. This earth was prepared for all of us to live on. And if it wasn't big enough, we'd make it much bigger. That we could walk and enjoy life. But some people think because he's born in Scotland and I born in England, we are no companion. No, that's rude, very, very rude. Mm. Every Scotsman is my family. Every Englishman and woman are my family. Mm-hmm. Because we are made by one man hand, mm-hmm. and nobody can change us. Mm-hmm. We have a lovely prayer meeting, mm-hmm. inside the house. We have a drink, mm-hmm. and we have a church. And I love that. Because I was saved. You mean you're going to take me mad to be a madman now? Mm-hmm. I was in the bed sleeping, and that man, my heavenly father, come inside of my bedroom and touch me. And I wake up, and I was praying and speaking in tongues. Mm-hmm. My wife wake me and said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "All I could say to her, leave me alone. I'm all right." And I pray and I pray and I pray until I get over it. And when I wake up, I got sit down and I start to pray. I give God thanks. And from that day, a couple of months after that, I go and get baptized. Mm-hmm. And from my baptism, that's me. I do believe in God, Father Almighty. He created heavens and earth, make us in his own image. No matter what complexion you are, you have got the image of my Father in heaven. You don't know what color he is neither. We all imagine who he is and what he is. But no one knows. But he said, he made us in his own image, he says. I give God thanks for living long. And I still can eat, I still can drink. Yeah. I can provide for myself. To be honest, my legs are getting weak.
And so no more dancing, yeah?
Yes, maybe it comes from my old age. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I accept it 100%. Mm-hmm. I just told my leader a while ago, I said, "My legs are getting weak, Sister Akison, but I said, I accept it. According to my head, I've never seen anyone in my head who can run marathon. Hmm. So whatever goes on in my life now, I just say thank you, Father. Nice talking to you, Mom.
Very nice talking to you too. Thank you for doing it.
The second time I talk with you.
So now it's really nice sitting on your stairs. It's the right place. What is your name?
I'm Sandra.
Sandra, yeah. Your daughter.
I'm William.
I know. We have talked quite a few times, and I've talked to your wife as well.
Yeah, I call me Bill.
Bill. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you know the English call William Bill. Mm. I have a sister used to work in Central Business Hospital. I have a girl used to work inside in the finance. Mm. Her name is Lennox. My name is Lennox. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And her name is Lennox. She works in the wage department, you know. Mm. And whenever I'm going for my money and Friday, everybody come out and say, "May, your husband is coming for his money." And then she sits and talks with me. And she wants to find out, how I come to be named Lennox? Mm. I said, "If I tell you, would you believe me?" She said, "Of course." But I said, "I'll tell you something. You're a Scotch woman. I'm a Scotch descendant. My grandfather was a Scotchman.
What?
Yeah, he was a Scotchman. 100% white Scottish.
Ginger hair, didn't he? Ginger hair.
No, it wasn't ginger hair, but ginger hair. Hair. But I tell you something, I still love it. It's part of it.
Yeah.
He brought us up the way we should be brought up. He used to be a lay reader in the Methodist church. And he put me hat on his head like that. I said, come on, boy, we're going to church on Sunday morning. And if you didn't go, you can't open the front door. You can't come to the front door unless you go to church. And for that reason, I used to love him.
Yeah.
And I love my grandmother. That's his wife. And I never stopped loving him. And I know one day, I'm going to see them again. I pray every day for that, especially to see my grandmother.
Because we have fond memories of them.
Yes, I said I want to see. And when I finish talk with you, know, I go indoors and I remind my heavenly father that I'm still waiting one day to come across seeing my grandmother one day. Whatever she looked like, she was still my grandmother. Because my father formed him in the flesh that he wants to form them in. I'm in the same stature. If we look the same to you, there will be no strange face. Everything will be there. All you got to do, accept it. Mom, it's a nice talk to you.
Very nice talking to you.
I pray if I did have more time to talk to you about Jesus. Because, you know, some people tell you that you can't talk to them about Jesus because they say that he don't exist. But if I ask them, who built that sky up there? You have any professor? Because go to Oxford University, Cambridge, Reading, or any one of them. You see, think it's them built up there? Do you believe in any of those men that come from those universities?
That discussion will have to be another time.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's I'm going right, to stop recording it. It's really nice talking to you
thank
and
you.
To meeting you as well.
Thank you.